Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
We'll get to the usual conversation about the NBA playoffs coming up a little bit later on and everything that's going on in the portal. But two things off the top rope that we start off with today. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar. Lunsford is back with us, by the way. A little medical reset for Lunsford. He is back now. They have rebuilt him. He is stronger.
Is he the million-dollar man?
He is the $6 billion man.
Was it the $6 million man, which would now be the $6 billion man?
It was the $6 million man, Lee Majors.
Lee Majors, yeah. I loved it. I had the action figure. Do you remember what the chick that was the $6 million woman?
Bionic Woman, I think she was called. Oh, yeah.
Was it Jamie Summers?
I don't know her name.
I think it was Jamie Summers.
She was hot as fire for 1970-something.
Oh, really? Yeah. Ronda Rousey hot?
Did y'all ever hear the story about Lee Majors, how he was married to Farrah Fawcett? He was buddies with Ryan O'Neal. And he was leaving town for a shoot, and he decided, hey, Farrah, Ryan's going to take care of you for the weekend. Yeah. And he did. And that was the end of the marriage.
Never saw her again. Huh?
Well, Lunsford, man, welcome back. Can we hear your new voice? Do you have a new voice?
I don't think so.
You promised disgusting social media content.
Oh, we...
That's what he promised.
He put it out last night.
Yeah, I went on my Instagram last night.
I didn't see it. I'll have to go to your Instagram. I'll follow you on Instagram Lunch.
Let's just take a vote. Do we want to show it or don't show it?
I don't want to see it.
I mean, it's disturbing
to me.
Let me
go look at it on Instagram.
It's just the length.
It's not as gross as I thought it would be.
It has something to do with your nasal cavity, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had surgery on my nose, and I had these big splints in my nose that they had to then rip out.
So how did you end
up sleeping? Because I offered you some really good edibles, and you passed.
Yeah, Lance offered me a lot of good stuff.
Are we going to show it or not show it for sure?
Well, let me go look at it.
It's not as disgusting as it could be. It just is.
It's not as bad as it could be.
Is it worse than pimple poppers?
To me, it's just the length that is coming out of his nose.
Yeah. I mean, I watch these cows get their hooves done all the time, so I don't. Is it crazier than that?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Forrester has it. Okay.
No, he doesn't have it yet.
By the way, I do follow you on Instagram. I'd like an apology.
Okay. Sorry.
Our sadistic.
You follow me on TikTok?
Chat room over there. Everybody wants to see it.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm a puss. I just don't want to see shit coming out of his nose.
Yeah. It's the length that's going to bother
you. Oh gosh.
Lunsford. Wow. That hurts. There's Tyler. There's Forrester. EG is getting ready with a big announcement coming up right before Trash today. She's here. Taylor Korn is handling everything social media. I think she put out another Uncorked last night or something with Uncorked on her platform. Maybe his Mother's Day gift ideas. A great piece of advice there. You get that on her platform, our platform. Kelsey and Reed up here as well. So we'll get to all that coming up. Hey, Eric McLean is here from the ACC Network at 10:25. We'll talk about college football and the ACC a lot there. I was just killing a little time. We got it. Here we are. Okay. Just turn away if you don't like long stuff coming out of people's cavities.
So, Lunsford, is this like a balloon or something that they pull out?
It's like a plastic splint that they pull out. It's got like a little hole.
That wasn't bad. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
But just imagine that up your nose, and look how far she has to put that up in there, grab it, and then pull that thing out. That thing's tickling the other side, the back side of your eyeball.
Yeah.
So was that worse than the COVID test? A COVID test, they got up in there.
Yeah. It's got to be relief once it comes out.
Yeah, you got to feel much better now.
The thing is, it hurts more now because, like, so after obviously it hurt after the surgery, but that was put in there to kind of hold everything in place after the surgery. So then, like, now that it's been taken out, you ever like gone to the bathroom and it almost hurts afterward because like you're so empty? It's the only way I know to explain it.
That's the weirdest feeling.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like it's the only way I know to explain it. So like now that everything's out, it hurts more because it's almost like there's so much relief and like emptiness in there now that it almost kind of like hurts.
I see what you're saying. But you can't sneeze now.
I can sneeze. I've sneezed some stuff out that's been way grosser than that video, but
what would happen if somebody hit you square in the nose right now?
I feel like the only way to know explain it, and I've never been in a car wreck like this, but I feel like if I got in a car crash and like I slammed right there on the like the steering wheel, because like my nose hurts, like my eyes have hurt the whole time. They said like I got like a black eye like Sunday from it. Because it's like I got punched in the face, basically.
Yeah, well, that's right. You got it from that. You pissed Laurel off one too many times. She went,
did you ever, went all Greek on you.
Greek
did you never have the helmet come down and break the bridge of the nose?
In football?
Yeah.
No, he's too good.
No.
Nobody
got their, everybody.
Got their hands. We had technology then.
Nobody got their hands on him. I said, Tyler, there's Forrester and everyone else on the show here. A little, little breakfast stuff to start with. I want to start with off the top rope here. In sports in America, you try not to get into a fight with the National Football League, right? Because they have great lawyers. They have sued churches for having Super Bowl gatherings for their youth on Super Bowl Sunday. You try not to clap back at the National Football League.
The untouchable entity right now, the biggest in American sports, not even close.
When you get a cease and desist from NFL lawyers, you usually don't fight back. That is not the case today. For the Houston Cougars and their athletic director, they sent, the NFL sent a cease and desist to Houston telling them that they cannot wear those blue alternate uniforms again this year. They're too like the Houston Oilers. Back in the day, it was actually billed as a tribute to the Oilers by the Houston Cougars. And the NFL said, cease and desist. You do not wear those anymore, or we will take legal action against you. Houston's AD said, bring it on.
Good.
Not only are we going to wear them again this year, we have those uniforms, alternate uniforms, for every one of our sports teams. Men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, lacrosse, soccer. We're going to wear them all. They're nothing like your Houston Oilers uniform. You have no legal bases to stand on. Come get you some.
Hey, the NFL Houston Cougars was the one that pushed Houston out and pushed the Oilers out and took them to what they perceived was the bigger market, or the better market, I should say, and you know, from Memphis to Nashville. And that was some of the greatest uniforms of all time. I wish Houston would just go on and say, you know what, we're going to implement this as our full-time uniform. These are our new colors.
Yeah, we weren't going to do it until you gave us a cease and desist, but now this is our school uniform. It's a great-looking uniform. I'll give them credit. I mean, I love that uniform, and it is absolutely the Houston Oilers uniform.
Okay, let me ask you guys this.
They cannot deny that.
I think if you go back and look a little bit, the striping on the arm and just the fact there's no oil rig for me, unless they have that color blue patented, and I don't think they do.
They don't.
You know, some of them are, you know, they have the Hulu blue and
Honolulu blue.
That's not enough like the Oilers for me to be on, to be sitting. I know what it is.
That's Louisiana Tech.
But it's not enough on there for me to say, oh, no.
My
question can't win this case, NFL.
Would be to you guys, if it wasn't Houston, if this was Vegas, let's say it was UNLV, and they decided to roll out this uniform, I don't think the NFL would say anything.
No, I don't think they would.
Based on the fact that it's Houston,
no
because
doubt.
Louisiana Tech has got almost that identical uniform.
No, but I mean, that is absolutely a ripoff of the Oilers uniform.
Not
if
you go look at the striping on the shoulder.
And I don't think the striping on the helmet.
It's a straight ripoff. Yeah. A straight ripoff of the Oilers uniform. I mean, that's why they did it.
Yeah. Well they did it to pay tribute to some of it, but it's not identical to it.
Yeah, and by the way, the NFL took their team.
The Oilers do not have Houston on the front.
They don't.
Didn't have Houston. Didn't have that Big 12 patch on the front. I mean, there's a lot of things that I would stand in court and I'd say, sorry, dude, it is not identical.
I
honestly think the Houston Oilers were the ones I watched when Earl Campbell had the tearaway jerseys, the Love You Blue ones, I think they were a little lighter than that color.
Do you remember who their quarterback was back then?
Dan Pastorini?
He had more. I think he still leads the NFL at the quarterback position for all-time fumbles, I think.
All-time fumbles.
Yeah.
Small hands?
I don't know if it was small hands. I don't think they measured them back then.
White Shoes Johnson on that team?
But I hope that Willie Fritz comes out with an attitude this year and gets all his players to go Jim McMahon and wear Goodell headbands.
Yeah. we'll see if the NFL uses their power. They win everywhere, so we'll see if they take their undefeated record to court over this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, what are you getting out of it, though?
So chintzy.
Yeah, I mean, what are you getting out of it if the NFL, okay, Houston doesn't wear the uniform anymore. What has that done for you? Like, I mean, I would assume what the NFL is trying to protect here is the sell of the throwback Oiler jerseys, right? Or in Oiler gear. And if Houston is doing this, then you know, that may become more popular in Houston. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that's probably what they're protecting.
If I'm an old school Oilers fan, or if I want that jersey, I'm not going to get a Houston jersey. Houston Cougars, their alternate jersey. I'm going to go get the original Mitchell and Ness or whatever the throwback jersey is.
You're right. You're right about that. But the 25-year-old fan that doesn't even remember the Houston Oilers is probably going to buy that one. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't think it really puts a dent in what they do.
I don't know. I don't know how much they sell in Houston. Like, I mean, because the weird thing is when it's the throwback uniform, the Titans wear that uniform, not the Texans. The Titans wear that uniform. Yes. Right. So
the Texans don't really have a throwback.
Yeah, I mean, their current uniform is their throwback, right? So the Titans are the ones that wear that as their throwback. It's not even worn in Houston for Houston games. So it would only be, like Lance was talking about, old school Oilers fans that are probably interested in that gear.
Well, I've got the top 50 jersey sales.
Oh, you're probably not going to find that one. That's a great jersey, though. And I don't know if we just...
Isaiah Pacheco's in the top 25.
Is he really?
It's ridiculous.
They were pretty good this year. Yeah, more on that franchise coming up in my next big thing in this opening
season. Mac Jones was 36.
Are you really?
We had to get him. They were going out of trade all discounted. Those going out of
Bryce Young 49.
I just wonder though, do I like those? You need to do something else.
No.
Okay. I just wonder, do I like those uniforms because they're the uniform of my childhood, or were they just that good? Like, it's almost every single throwback I like more than the original, or more than the current. For instance, like the Seahawks. Seahawks uniform so much better when I was a kid than it is now.
I disagree.
See?
We have different tastes.
Oh, I liked Seahawks back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah. That silver helmet with
Kenny Easley, Kurt Warner.
They were too plain. They didn't have a stripe down the middle, if I remember correctly.
Oh, dear God.
And you already have a Lions and a Cowboy, that kind of helmet.
But it had a
bird. But it had a Seahawk.
Nobody
even knew what a Seahawk was.
It's still on there today.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
With a better color scheme.
I disagree. Hey, so this is pretty amazing. So the best uniform in football is the Rams uniform. The certain one.
Yeah.
Of the top 50 jerseys, there's not one Ram.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's pretty crazy with the market size and everything, because like George Pickens is 45th.
Yeah. But I would say that in your world, you know, you just said the best looking uniform is the Rams. You do have a tendency to think that the Rams are the sun and everything else is orbiting around them.
The NFL sun. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the top 50 jerseys, there's not one Ram, you're telling me. Not even Aaron Donald?
Not even Aaron Donald.
Well, he's retired. He's
but this is as of last year, based on the sales from last year. I mean, like Devontae Smith is 34th.
Yeah.
Well, DJ Moore, 43rd. I mean, I'm just shocked that because the market is so big. Obviously, second biggest market in the NFL, you would think, because it's good gear and that.
Well, how big are the Rams in LA, though? I mean, Lakers definitely bigger. Dodgers definitely bigger. Are the Rams third?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, there has been it's always been the second biggest market in my lifetime, LA. But there's been times it has not even had an NFL franchise
because of
the lack of NFL interest or the diverse NFL interest in that town.
I got to be honest. I don't know if Darren Waller's on there. I was going to say, I don't think there's a giant on here.
A giant?
Yeah.
Wow.
The other big market, number one.
But they suck.
Just tying it for everyone on the show.
Yeah.
Our friends at Redmond Vodka bringing you this part of the show. One more big NFL note here in this opening segment. Tell us about Redmond.
Yeah, it's gluten-free. It's 8 times distilled. Fantastic product. The weekend is rolling up on you. Pick up a bottle this weekend. Make you one of those summer drinks. Redmond Vodka and lime juice. Redmond Vodka and lemonade. What would you go with?
I am a Redmond vodka and soda with 2 limes squeezed in there. Sometimes I just take a half a lime, squeeze that natural lime juice in it. Can't beat it. Sometimes it's just vodka and lime juice. I leave off the soda part.
Share your Redmond and whatever recipes with us on social media. Would love to see them. We'll pass them along to Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind it, locally owned and operated. Ask for it by name if they don't have it. Tell them to get it. Available in 22 states. It is Redmond vodka.
Morgan Wallen enjoys a Redmond and Redmond.
Just the old double.
I heard after the chair incident, how long do you guys think he was in custody?
Oh, 3 hours. I mean, I'm talking
from what I hear.
I'm talking from the moment they show up to get him till he's walking out, no cuffs on, 3 hours.
But it might be right. From when he was processed, he was out in 30 minutes.
Oh, I don't doubt that one bit. Lawyer was waiting on him at the jail, I'm sure.
He scares me, though.
Meanwhile, I would have been in there, 8 to 10? Hours?
Oh, at least. I mean, they would have made you sober up. Yeah. I mean, whenever they deemed you completely sober, they would have, let you be able to bond out.
Yeah. So in my case, if I ever get that drunk, they also would have to let me finish throwing up, too, before, right. before they let me out.
Was there a mugshot? He did the mugshot, right?
I don't know if he did a mugshot.
I mean, they've got one on file.
Okay,
and
I think, right?
And the fingerprints. I mean, I think Morgan's been there before, hasn't he? Yeah.
Like Johnny Cash did, too.
Oh, so I'm not.
It's not going to slow down his career.
He's 30, right? I was doing dumb shit at 30, and I can't even imagine having that kind of money and being able to run like he does. But, man, I said this a couple of days ago. He scares me whether or not he will be with us in a couple of years.
I've got dumb shit on my to-do list this weekend.
Yeah, I do, too.
Forget my 30s.
I mean, we're going to be out of town.
Yeah.
It's different when you're out of town.
Like Friday afternoon.
Morgan, his home base is Nashville. You can't be doing that kind of stuff in Nashville.
Friday afternoon on the beach, I'm going crazy.
Expand on that, could you?
I'm just going crazy.
Friday afternoon
on the beach. I'm going crazy.
Will you get a picture of your legs in the sand?
Yeah, please.
Legs by the pool yesterday.
I don't know if we can do this in time, but Reed presented an idea yesterday. Did he talk to you guys about it?
He did not.
Yeah. When's Morgan Wallen getting his splints out of his nose, Lunsford?
Is that his mugshot? Boy, he was chipper. Hey, guys!
Can you believe
if he worked at QT.
Yeah, or if he was at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, no, he couldn't find it.
That guy, yeah.
Meanwhile.
He'd die alone.
Meanwhile, he rolls through Oxford.
Anything he wants.
Yeah. And it's like a comet trail behind him of women.
No, it really is. It's crazy.
He could clean out the grove.
Look at all the beautiful girls.
Yeah. Guys aren't like that, though, right? We're dirty creatures. No, I'm just talking about guys will pretty much sleep with anything. Yeah. But I don't think guys look at, like, help me out here. You said Amy Schumer yesterday. Melissa McCarthy, we were talking about her last night at trivia. Yeah. A guy's not going to be like, it's one of the funniest women on the planet. I think I'm going to sleep with her.
No, it's money.
No.
Money.
And alcohol.
Yeah. Now, what was the idea?
I don't know. So in break, we'll talk to Reed. But anyway, since Dunaway is ready to get crazy on a Friday, I'm ready to implement a specialty show on Friday to do this new idea if you guys are up to it.
I got a tea time.
And I want
already?
I want to get crazy, and I can't get crazy on the air.
I've had a tea time for a
Why?
Week.
Because.
Be yourself, man. Let your hair down.
I am myself, but I got to save a little for just the inner circle up here.
The unknown Dunaway?
The inner circle up here.
Jimmy Mystery?
No, but you guys get to see all of me, which will be my documentary coming up at the end of my career, All of Me. But yeah, you get to see
John
all
Legend.
Of me.
It's going to start with John Legend, isn't it? All of me.
I don't want to. That will limit me getting as fun as I want to be on the beach.
Okay. I'm all about transparency.
Yeah. I'll be the camera guy then.
Okay. So are you playing by yourself?
I am. Yes. Dunaway decided not to play.
Good job, Dunaway.
Why is that a good?
Because we're gonna have more fun on the beach.
Yeah,
they're going crazy.
If you don't do it the way Lance wants it done, it's not going to be fun. No, you were like yesterday. You're like,
I just don't understand. I mean, can this be a poll question? Like, if you're going to the beach and you only got one day on the beach and that's all you've got, why would you choose golf where you can play it all the time or your one beach day?
It's a good course. It's a different course.
It gets his son at the soccer games.
Yeah. I hate the beach.
That's true.
I hate the beach.
Is it a texture thing?
I just don't like the beach. I mean, it's the beach, the water.
It's the most peaceful thing in the world.
Oh, I disagree. Being on the golf course is the most peaceful thing in the world for me.
You probably hate
until
the sand trap.
Until you throw a club. I've never thrown anything into the ocean.
I don't really care, Lance. You go to the ocean, I'm going to go to the golf course. It's not a contest to see who's having the most fun.
All I said was Dunaway made a good choice, in my opinion.
But here's my thinking. I spent, in her eyes, probably way too much time at Little T during basketball season. I play poker occasionally with Lunsford. I spend some time, you know, with EG in Brown with golf course, eating Mexican food. I haven't spent time with LT in a while, so I made a choice to try to reunite, rekindle our friendship here.
I don't like
that fire going.
Well, I mean, we've already got chairs for two. Yeah. Secluded beach.
So you're going to need three.
You already got chairs for two.
I'm kidding.
I just don't like.
I don't need a chair. I'm going to be buck wild.
Sand back up with you, and it's all over the condo.
Our man, Nick Johnston, was up here a couple of days ago, and we got some exciting news coming up, a little thing we're going to be doing. But Nick was up here, and he was talking about, man, I can't do the beach. He was like, I'm all about the pool. So it is interesting that some people are like that. I would think Rocky hates the beach, too.
Absolutely. I love seeing the beach. Yep. I don't like being on the beach.
See, like when I go to Florida or the coast, I stay at the pool by the beach. Oh. That is perfect for me.
And that is the worst place for me.
Oh, it's awesome.
Pool by the beach. I could go to the pool. I was at the pool here yesterday.
Yeah, but it's not
that,
by the beach.
That view looks the same everywhere.
We have a deck that overlooks the ocean, and I sit there and read, and it's awesome. You look
fantastic.
At it.
Fantastic.
No, I love the deck's that. Good. Get That's the high view. But I love sitting on that beach.
I do, too.
And there's something about the waves crashing, just looking out at the horizon.
Everybody's happy on the beach.
Yeah. Not always, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Majority of people. People are pissed off on the golf course.
I mean, I think... I'm
losing money, throwing clubs.
I think dads between who have kids between the ages of 2 and 4.
Oh, that sucks.
When they have to make the walk from the room and or car
and carrying all that
to
shit
to the beach, and they're all this shit and crap, and they're carrying it down to the beach, and they realize that, man, when I started dating this woman before she became my wife and the mom of my kids, basically it was just a cooler and maybe a blanket. And now I'm carrying noodles and floaties,
that's right. Yep.
Snackables, umbrellas. That becomes an eye-opening experience, ages 2 to 4 going to the
beach.
So
have you guys ever stayed at that place in Orange Beach? I think it's called Calypso.
I have not.
But it's the one that's got all the pools. I remember I was doing a show with you guys.
Carib?
Out of town. Oh, it's Carib. That's what it is. Yeah, very good.
Oh, right there at the bridge?
Right next to Cobalt. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember doing a show. I know what it is.
Show with you guys when Sam Bradford signed his lucrative deal with the then St. Louis Rams way back in the day. And I remember doing the show with you guys from the balcony. Anyway, that's where Leighton learned to swim, because it's really a bunch of pools, lazy river. You can go to the beach. And I'm not exaggerating. I would think the boardwalk is about 400 or 500 yards.
Oh, yeah. That's where Maggie, when we had the house, she had the house on Ono Island. That was the beach we had to go to get to the Gulf.
Yes.
And it is the longest boardwalk walk ever.
And I told Bethany, I was like, I want to go to the beach, but I don't want to walk with all this stuff and get there. And that was when Jack was like 2, and he doesn't want to stay. She's like, no, it'll be good. So we lug all that shit down. And literally, right when we got planned and posted up, he started he hated the texture.
Yeah.
So we had to pack it up, go back.
Nah, see, that's where you kid me all the time, not being the man of my house sometimes. That's when I said, hey, I'm just going to hang out here. You and little Harper and Carter, I'll bring all this stuff later on.
And if you believe that,
you can roll back out. You can head on back to that.
Now, Maggie would say, hey. Right, I'm going to stay, and your ass is taking everybody.
If you believe that, maybe. I got some crypto I can say.
What time do you have to be home this weekend?
I got to be home by noon on Saturday. So I can only get so wild on Friday. I got to leave time to throw up before I drive home on Saturday. One more big thing here, brought to you by Johnson RV. Brown will tell us about Johnson RV at the end of this. But my other thing I'm tired of is the stadium ideas we're doing wrong. We're doing wrong in the National Football League. First off, we're not letting them get too old. In baseball, we embrace Wrigley Field and Fenway Park, Dodger Stadium. Now, before you show me the one you gave me, Forrester, there's another franchise, the Cleveland Browns. Their stadium was built in 1999.
Yep.
It had a major renovation in 2014 and 2015.
That's because Baker moved in, right?
That's right. The Mayfields kept it up. They are asking for $2 billion of local Cleveland taxpayer money to build a new domed stadium in Cleveland. And if you say no to that, then we need $1 billion to renovate our stadium again to, as they threaten, to keep the franchise as it is in Cleveland.
Yeah. If I'm a taxpayer in Cleveland, I don't like football, I tell them to go to hell. Now, if I'm a big Browns fan, season ticket holder, I'd like a new stadium. Yeah. I don't think you necessarily need one.
But your stadium, that's right, was renovated. It was built in 1999. Then it was renovated in 2014, 2015. So after the major renovations, it was called, but it's only a decade old.
The Georgia Dome, we all agreed. I mean, I like the Georgia Dome. It was built in 1994.
Yeah.
And they plowed that thing down, it seems like a decade ago.
Yeah, but they built a much better stadium.
Oh, they did.
Right. There's no doubt about that.
I feel like Cleveland will build a much better stadium.
Okay, but SoFi was a dome, right? Minnesota plays in a dome now. Every new Nashville's going to have a dome.
SoFi's got a covering. It's never really a dome.
Yeah, but it's a covering.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, the open end. Cold weather is never coming in there. So yeah, it's
rain did for Georgia TCU.
It did for the fans, not the players.
Chicago's proposed stadium is a dome.
Yep.
Cleveland wants a dome stadium. Buffalo's new stadium is going to have at least a roof, right? Yep.
There's only one sacred venue. You brought up ones in baseball, and it's Lambeau in football.
They'll never have a dome there. That'll be the one that will never have a dome. I could foresee a future where everybody's playing in a dome in the cold weather cities except for Green Bay.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. We may be domed everywhere because the world champions have a plan now.
Yep.
For their new stadium.
That's an old stadium. Arrowhead's old.
Oh, it is. Designed for a new domed Kansas City Chiefs stadium district, have been shown to lawmakers in Kansas, 20 miles away from Arrowhead Stadium. It's a good look. It's that transparent roof that makes it feel like you're outside, but really you're on the inside. I mean, we just played one of the more controversial playoff games ever where people got frostbit. And now they're going to build that thing about 20 miles away if that passes with the lawmakers there.
This is knee-jerk. This is new overtime rules college football after 7 overtimes with Texas A&M and LSU.
Well,
guy loses a finger, you build a dome. If I'm a cold weather fan, and I'm looking at Minnesota right now, they should have kept outdoors. Green Bay, you need that home field advantage.
Yeah, everyone's saying Buffalo is not a dome stadium. I thought they had a retractable roof stadium.
I think there was talk about it, and they've gone back and forth.
I still think they're an old Ridge Stadium, aren't they?
No, they currently are, but they're building a new one.
They're proposing a new one.
Bills fans wouldn't allow for that.
At least it's going to be, you know, very small opening where the fans are completely covered, if I remember correctly, with the Bills. I thought it was a retractable roof, but I am incorrect about that. Anyway, dome stadiums everywhere maybe at some point. No more snow games.
Because let me ask you guys, and we'll use Chicago as an example. If you're a Bears fan, do you want a dome?
Yeah, I think in the heart of their hearts, they're like, God, I hate sitting out there freezing all the time. I have to deal with snow 6 days a week. Why don't I want to go Sunday to the one thing I enjoy doing, not my job, and sit out there and freeze in the snow? Now, I'm going to act like I embrace it because I live in Chicago and I'm supposed to act that way. But in my heart of hearts, if we got a dome, I'd be happy. Yeah. I think every fan feels that way. Yeah, I think the Kansas City fans feel
that way. I hate the cold. I hate it. But there's something about having that home field advantage.
There is a home field advantage.
And if we never have elements in football anymore, that sucks. Like, I love sitting on the couch watching snow games.
Your key words, what I was bringing up. Yeah. I love sitting on the couch and watching the extreme weather games.
And what was MetLife when they went to New York? I forgot how many years ago. Was it 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
I was, fingers crossed, I wanted a snow Super Bowl.
The pictures would have been iconic.
Really would have been.
Yeah. They ended up getting a really warm day in New York.
I know. It was crazy.
Cold weather Super Bowl. All right. That's a couple of off-the-top rope things to start with today. We'll get to portal news, everything else going on in college football, basketball, and some baseball news as well. JohnsonRVCenter.com. Brownie gets us rolling into the summer.
I-65 exit 304 in Coleman. 334 in Decatur is where you find them. They have repriced both of those lots, and they are so confident that their pricing is the best you'll find anywhere. They will beat any price nationwide. You bring them a price on a comparable RV, they will beat it. That is a nationwide guarantee. Also, RV Warranty Forever gives you a lifetime warranty on everything you buy new and qualifying used from their lots. You can see more. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur, always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com.
And we always try to remind you about the great fun we have with the golf cart around here every year. We get complimented about it all the time, and you've got a chance right now to jump in and get the next round golf cart. Your chance to play 4 area golf courses for just $99. Get 18 holes of golf and a cart at Limestone Springs, Cross Creek, the Meadows, and the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. It's all presented by our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. A value of $247 for just $99. You can upgrade to the deluxe golf cart for $119. That'll throw in the 4 courses in the cart, plus exclusive next round golf t-shirt, koozies, golf tees, and stickers. There are no restrictions. The card's good through October 2024. Supplies are limited, so get your golf cart right now. All you have to do is go to nextround.store.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, You're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites. Only at Twin Peaks.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Hey, you. Summer's here. Time to get hot. And at New Balance Birmingham, that's just what we got. For a summertime vibe, see what's inside. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Remember the name Way to Wellness if you're battling weight loss in your life. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round. There was a time I was over 216 pounds until Way to Wellness helped me lose 45 pounds, and now for over 2 years, they've helped me keep that weight off. Here's their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. That's a great name for a website because there's no cookie-cutter plan. Everything is designed specifically for you. No contract, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free at Way to Wellness.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
Back with you here on the Next Round. Bracket challenge loser, me, coming up soon. 5 3-pointers in 5 different D1 arenas in 24 hours. We'll try to get that accomplished before next year's Final Four.
You could knock this out in 30 minutes swimming around with that ham on your leg.
Brown finished second.
I did, Jim.
He's got to deliver a package. More on that next week with a special we'll have going on nextround.store. Uh-huh. He'll deliver it to you. Lance won it, but the overall winner for our bracket was who?
Chad Fountain from Tuscaloosa. Chad's never seen the show before, but his friend told him about the bracket challenge. I'm kidding. He's a big listener, viewer. He's from Tuscaloosa. He's actually in studio with us right now.
So he's getting all of his prizes, but we're going to jump in and take a picture. Rockstar is going to narrate it. Taylor's going to take the picture. This is for the winner. Come on, Chad. Let's do it.
All right, they're taking their headphones off, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. They're walking around right now. Hopefully, if you're viewing this, you can see that they're on camera. You cannot see Taylor. Taylor is behind the camera with her own camera taking a photograph. Now, they're all doing that thing where you smile, and she's telling them to line up, and they're doing a smile. It's uncomfortable. It's very awkward. Now they're doing a handshake. Dunaway, Lance just did a handshake to Chad, who won the bracket challenge. I appreciate you guys coming on today. It's been a fantastic day.
We did that because...
Dunaway's going to interrupt me because he doesn't have his headphones on.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah.
Good job, Rockstar. Thank you.
He had to get back to work.
What'd you say?
I'm going to have to listen to the replay.
Can't wait.
I've got a bad habit going right now. It's horrible. Brittany Decker was laughing. NBC 13's Brittany Decker was laughing at me at Barber's last Friday when we were there because she wanted a picture, and we took a picture. And her and I have the same leg tilt going on every picture now.
It's been you're going, doing the sorority girl leg pop.
Yeah, it's been going since about, I want to say last.
It's my move.
Since last year's kickoff party. Every picture, I think it's because I'm shorter than everybody. I'm somehow pressing up on my right toe, and I bit my leg. It's a weird looking
picture.
Look
what got sent to me by my buddy Heath yesterday. He said that I caught you cheating on your picture because I'm on my toes, and I'm like, I don't remember that. Maybe I was excited.
Why would you cheat? You're 6'3".
I know, that's what I'm saying, but look at this picture.
You do kind of look like you're on your toes. Yeah. I don't know why you would be.
Look at this, Dunaway. This is a picture we took for Michelson, and he I am on my toes. I don't know why
you'd be on your toes. Yeah.
Are you really like 5'11"?
Lance just walks around and lifts.
See the leg bend there?
Yeah, look. Dunaway's going, you've gone sorority girl knee pop.
Let me see it. Done, Let me see the knee pop.
Yep, sorority girl knee pop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone.
But every one of them.
It's every picture. Yep. All the way back to Stephen Pearl in Nashville, back to the kickoff party.
If Maggie will pull out her purse, reach in, pull your balls out, and insert them back, you probably won't do the leg
pop. When's your formal? Who are you going to formal with?
Hey, it's Ball of Roses.
Waiting for somebody.
We're going to introduce him to society.
I'm just waiting for somebody in U-Haul to come invite me, man. Our buddy Greg from Pell City. Greg from Pell City will get on your roof right now and make sure that everything is popping right up there, that everything, all the shingles are in place, there's no water entry points. Those big spring rains are coming. Then the heat of summer that can damage that protective roof. Need it inspected pretty frequently. When's the last time you had your roof inspected? Make it right now with Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing, 205-542-3531, 542-3531. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Locally owned for over 20 years, he and his wife run the company. Their sons and boyfriends and son-in-laws are part of the crews. You can't get more local than Storm Restoration Roofing. Storm damage, they fix it. Replace your old roof, they fix it. Free, no-cost roof inspection, they've got it. It's Storm Restoration Roofing. All right, things moving in the portal as both of them have now closed. Other names will trickle out. Right before the deadline in basketball, though, a big blow to Buckyball last night. H.R. went into the portal. Doesn't mean he can't come back to Samford. 6'9" forward, 16-6 kind of guy. He jumps in there. Was a big part of what Samford did this year.
And you don't know the entire story here, okay? So let me say that up front. And
like
hopefully
you do, and I don't.
No, I don't know the entire story. You guys may.
Yeah.
And perhaps he'll come back to Samford. But I just,
I heard the number that Samford was giving him, and I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
I heard they got $100,000 for HOHO.
Well, I tell you what,
which
at Samford, that's crazy.
It's a lot of money.
I know.
And you just hope if Samford was able to come up with that for him and they agreed in principle, now that somebody's offering a little bit more. Look, I understand you got to shop yourselves, but if you agree to that, Samford doing that, if you're HOHO, again, I don't know all the details because that was like a month ago when I heard that.
Yeah. So you saying that allowed me to organize my thoughts better. So I'm glad you spoke up because I didn't want to say something that sounds like I'm taking a shot at HOHO because I don't intend to. Here's the way I would say it. My hope would be that all along he and Bucky have had open communication about what his plans are and that this was a possibility because if I'm a coach and one of my key players, maybe my key player, hits the portal on the last day of the portal, you know what I can't do? I can't go find his replacement now.
Yeah, there are a few people who haven't committed. There's, you know, some, but hard to find the HOHO replacement.
But if my guy hits the portal day one or day two of the portal being open, and by the way, in case you've forgotten when this portal opened, it was the Monday of NCAA, the day before the play-in game started, the Monday of NCAA tournament week. So it's been open that long, 45 full days. You've had a long time to do this. And if any player does it on day one or day two, now that coach has got a reasonable shot at going and getting a replacement for him. You do it on day 45, now I'm locked.
Yeah.
And I hope that's not the case. I hope he and Bucky have talked back and forth about this.
Day 45 hints to me a little bit more of the quote-unquote tampering.
Yeah. And that, I mean, imagine you're a program like Samford. You can only do so much. And this is the problem with the portal and NIL and collectives. Other teams, once you bring a guy in, you develop him, you see him on the stage like against Kansas, and HOHO is really good. And if a team waits to the last minute, the 11th hour, and they pitch more money, That sucks. Because I mean, I agree with you on the timing. Yeah, like, if you're going to leave, leave, but just don't do it on the last day.
Yeah, don't lock me in to where now I can only, you know, everybody else is, I'm shopping in the groceries that have been picked over now.
Yeah, Bediako did it to Alabama last year with the NBA.
Yeah, but Alabama can survive.
Yeah, but
didn't feel like they were going to survive all year long. How many times did you say, man, if we had Bediako,
right?
Yeah. We had Bediako. For the final numbers, at least the official numbers when it closed last night, 1,878 players in the basketball portal during those 45 days. 1,878, virtually the same number as last year.
So it's really year to year. It's not even a huge difference.
Wait, so what is it again?
1,878 players were in the portal the last 45 days for basketball.
I mean, that's six per team.
That's about right.
Yeah, five per team.
Yeah, yeah. But keep in mind,
that is insane.
I know.
Half your roster is leaving everyone.
Yep. Keep in mind, the entire Arkansas team left.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also keep in mind, this is the only portal for basketball, if I understand the schedule correctly. Like football, you've obviously got two, and basketball, you've got this one. So everybody that's getting in has to get in this
one. Hey, how are we going to remember players? Like,
I don't know.
Where they're, so like in 10 years, if I'm like Dylan Gabriel. Okay. What do you remember about Dylan Gabriel?
Well, let's get into this, okay? I'm going to tell you about Way to Wellness, and then we'll talk about that, and then I've got a big topic that involves Dylan Gabriel. Oh. Way to Wellness is a big topic around here because Lunsford right now, who just had big things pulled out of his nose called stents after a surgery, is going to start eating normally again, but his normal eating has become the Way to Wellness plan as he's losing weight and getting healthier today. So's Melton, both those guys on the Meltdown. You get them every day at 2 o'clock, and they'll tell you what Way to Wellness is doing for them. For me, they've helped me maintain my health for the last few year since we started this, and I love Leslie and her board certified team to death because they saved my life. Literally, my blood pressure, cholesterol, and weight was out of control. They helped me control it. I'm not perfect, but they've got a plan for me that allows me to eat what I want for lunch and dinner and still maintain where I want to be inside that zone. They can come up with a plan for you. No cookie cutter plan. Just go to the website, aplanforme.com. No contract, no sign-up fees, and that first consultation's free. Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living. So basically what you're asking is these portal guys. Jalen Hurts great question.
Yeah, Nicholas said, I still feel like Hurts is a Bama guy. Now, I'm assuming he's a Bama fan. I don't know what the nation thinks of Jalen.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
I consider Bo an Oregon dog. I do, even though and I consider Hurts Bama. It's strange.
That is odd, yes.
Russell Wilson is Wisconsin, but a guy like Dylan Gabriel is going to be more complicated because was really good at Central Florida, was really good at Oklahoma, and could be even better at Oregon.
So the complicated thing though is like Hurts and Nix are the same in that they never get drafted if they don't change schools.
You're right.
That's right.
I mean, they don't.
And both of them ended up being Jalen was first round, right?
Was he?
Yeah, I know Bo was.
Oh,
just
I
saw that.
Know Bo was.
I think Jalen was early second.
Yeah, but still a quick starter in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, started very, very quickly. He was round two, pick 53, so he was middle second round.
Taylor is Ms. Auburn. I don't know if she ever won that, but I recreate her Wikipedia page all the time. Taylor Korn, former Ms. Auburn. I consider Bo an Oregon Duck.
I don't know how to do it. I really don't. Now, one thing about Hurts is he has continued to stay connected with Alabama. Like, he didn't hit the portal and just, you know, disassociate himself with Alabama at all. In fact, he came out and got a degree and has frequently talked about his admiration for Nick Saban. I mean, he has been Mr. Alabama and Mr. Oklahoma. I think Bo will continue to do that. He did a little bit of it in the draft. I mean, I don't know which part of the draft you guys were watching when he was drafted.
Well, he did talk about the SEC being unhealthy.
He did do that, but I was on the College Game Day part, and they did a big special on his history with Auburn.
And just how much he loved Auburn.
That's right.
Hurt his performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think in the future, Bo Nix will not disassociate himself with Auburn. So I think maybe as time goes, you'll do it more.
Here's the best way to judge Bo Nix in the NFL, and I don't know if there's any on his team. Well, there is. Because the Broncos is one of those that's got Alabama people. On Iron Bowl week, will he have a bet with an Alabama on Auburn, Alabama?
100%.
Or will he have a bet
on the Civil War?
On Oregon, Washington.
Now, I'll tell you what he will say, though, when he gets announced. And I brought this up to Jalen Key the other day. When they're doing the introductions of the offense, he's going to say Oregon.
Think so?
Yep.
Like, I think NBC's the only one that does
that
anymore.
Jalen Key is going to say Alabama, you mean?
No, I was saying, I asked Jalen Key, what are you going to say, UAB or Alabama? I'm saying when Bo Nix is introduced as the starting quarterback for Denver, he's going to say Bo Nix, University of Oregon.
When Denver is playing, and I'm sure they'll play an NBC Sunday night game if Bo is starting, because I think NBC's the only one that does that anymore where the players introduce themselves. Bo Nix, Auburn Tigers. Bo Nix, Oregon Ducks.
It's going to be the Oregon Ducks.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
This is a long. It'll be on the betting board, I guarantee, if we were putting Bo Nix, believer. That'll be his.
You think so?
That'll be where he'll go. Bo Nix, believer.
Well, I don't think so. Look, I think he's still got a little love for Auburn, but I still think he doesn't love how that situation went down. And Oregon did give him a platform. To Brown's point, he doesn't get drafted. Not only does he not get drafted, he got drafted number 12 overall.
Yeah, I mean,
they've given him the opportunity to be a starting quarterback, a franchise quarterback, making millions and millions of dollars. So I think Oregon's going to get the love there.
Yeah. Now, Scott says he'll say Pinson Valley, because I have seen some guys do that. Good. That just go back to the old high school to avoid controversy.
But his dad's not even there anymore.
Here is the fact of the matter. You're not going to have the all-time greats anymore. When I say, give me Florida State's five greatest players. Like, these guys aren't going to be considered all-time greats. Now, I say that Mark Sears will be considered an all-time great, but he played at least multiple seasons for Alabama.
And he did something that had never been done before. For sure, after I do precision, can you pull up the picture I sent you from my kitchen drawer yesterday?
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
Is it a photo from your kitchen drawer or a photo of your kitchen drawer?
Yeah, you'll see in a second. Right. I posted it on Instagram yesterday. Precision Sports gets you back in the game. Precision Sports, Medicine and Orthopedics, part of the Brookwood Baptist Health family. They will diagnose you, treat you, and then help you through the rehab process with whatever injury you get there, including those that, sadly, as we get older, we're not the athlete we once were. We tweak a knee, we pull a back muscle on the 9-foot dunk goal or playing pickleball, whatever happens. Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics hits you back to work and back in the game. 205-512-3885. 205-512-3885. PrecisionSportsOrtho.com. Orthopedic care, better together. PrecisionSportsOrtho.com/2024. I will tell you this, that in my sports room, because I do some stuff up there, I've got two of these in my sports room at home. So I go to get the key fob to go to our community pool yesterday, because the pool opened on May 1st, a random Wednesday.
It is.
Yes. Then, well, it is May 1st, though. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, start on May 1st. So it was a good pool day. Our pool water already at 82.
How about
that?
Are you
kidding?
Yeah, look at you.
Do you not have any shade at all?
There is some shade, but the pool is in the sun.
That's amazing.
It was really a perfect 82. It was great. But I go to pull the key. There's one drawer in the kitchen that catches everything, but that's also where the key fobs are. And occasionally Maggie will organize it. Wasn't organized yesterday. Not her fault. I'm not saying it was, but my goodness.
She organizes.
Yeah, but it's not her fault. It wasn't organized.
Yeah. I mean, she's been busy. Like Duke and all that stuff. Yeah. College degree.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But I go to pull the key fob out, and this is what I have to shuffle through to get to it. Not one, not two, but seven pairs of scissors in one drawer in my house.
Boy, if y'all win the NCAA tournament, you are in luck.
Seven pairs of scissors in one drawer
in
my house.
It's the Olympics.
I mean, what do y'all
cut?
The NBC logo.
I don't know. I mean, is somebody...
It's the NBC logo.
Is somebody running a sweatshop behind a wall and I don't know it? What is going on in the house? I've got two upstairs, so there's at least nine in the house.
My word. Wow. How much cutting do y'all do?
Yeah, we
there
have,
are barber shops with less scissors.
I know.
A pair of scissors in the upstairs drawer and a pair of scissors in the downstairs drawer.
Does anybody else have seven pairs of scissors
no.
in their house? Not alone. One drawer. I think we've overpurchased there.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweatshop.
Time to cut down the nets. Here come the Dunaways.
I'll tell you this, you have no color bias.
We don't.
Maggie's got one.
And I'll tell you this, Dunaway will take a picture of anything.
So have you bought any of those scissors? Maggie bought them all?
I have not bought any of them.
I mean, when's the last time you bought a pair of scissors?
I've never bought scissors in my life, and I don't know how many we have at the house. Now, we've got multiple pair. I am aware of that. Yeah. But we don't have that many.
But I can get my hands on seven in one drawer, two upstairs. I can get my hands on nine if you send me in there and I got 30 seconds to come out with nine pairs of scissors.
Yeah, you win.
I could do it. It's just crazy.
It's nuts.
When we come back.
How many staplers do you have?
It's like y'all are office max.
It's insane, the stuff I find sometimes.
What'd Maggie say when you
asked? Is Maggie what you would call a spender?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you ask her about him?
She's obviously a cutter.
I didn't ask her. I did not ask about the scissors. She actually walked in when I was taking that picture, and she goes, what are you doing? I said,
nothing.
You know me. I said, oh, you know, just finding my way through seven pairs of scissors and all the other junk in here to find the key fob to the pool.
I could hear that. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah. Typical Jim.
Yep.
When we come back, the six players that were drafted at quarterback in the first round, speaking of Dylan Gabriel, the hole they leave behind them, who's in the best shape, do you think, and who's in the worst shape of those six schools replacing first-round draft pick quarterbacks? We'll talk about that and a lot more on the show that's being brought to you in part today by our friends at Hemp Hill Services. LT, take us a break with Hemp Hill.
Since 1954, the name Birmingham has trusted for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Whether you have those issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. Call Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys there, 205-229-2090. Hard to stop a train. For more information, hemphillservices.com.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
This hour of the next round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation, 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the next round sent you, 969-8100 or Michelson. LaserVision.com.
Hey, you. Summer's here. Time to get hot. And in New Balance Birmingham, that's just what we got. For a summertime vibe, see what's inside. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Hey, for all of your IT and printing needs, reach out to our friends at Xerox Business Solutions. Look, I'm still one of those old school guys. I print my notes every single day for the show. If you watch the show here on the next round, you see all the notes in front of me. From day one, Xerox Business Solutions, they've been with us here at the next round. Local for over 45 years. For all of your IT and printing needs, visit XeroxBusinessSolutions.com or call 205-969-3000. That's 205-969-3000.
Every day, someone is ridiculed and mocked for the clothing they chose to wear. It's a harsh reality we all must face. But you have the chance to change all of that with one visit to nextround.store. For just a few minutes of browsing, you will observe so many clothing options, from hats to hoodies to t-shirts. Please, for yourself or someone you love, go to nextround.store and embrace the warmth of true attire.
He wasn't the best quarterback in Florida State history, but he does have a legacy and a legendary run there. Marcus Outzen passed away. The Rooster, he was called, nickname, 46 years of age, had an immune deficiency that killed him. He is infamous and famous for a run at the end of the 1998 season for Florida State, where he had to replace Chris Winkie, who got hurt. And he quarterbacked Florida State to a win over Wake Forest. and then really what turned out to be an upset win over Florida at Doak that kept Spurrier winless in Tallahassee at the time, continued a 40-game home win streak, and put Florida State into the first ever BCS National Championship game, where he had to start against Tennessee. Tennessee ended up winning that low-scoring affair, but he passes at the age of 46, and to be ready to step in and lead that team to a win over Wake Forest, good Florida team, and then to play in the national championship game at age 46, he'll be missed by the Florida State family.
Yeah, rest in peace. But if Chris Winkie would have been healthy, Tennessee doesn't win a national championship.
You believe that?
I do.
I think a lot of people did at the time.
It was a weird game, too, right?
It was. Yeah. Was it Peerless Price that had big reception down the sideline?
Yeah.
I mean, it was an awesome moment for Tennessee fans. You know, one of my best friends is a Tennessee fan. He was out in the desert for that game. I remember I was pulling personally for Florida State, I think. Because I had money on Florida State.
I wonder why.
I feel like Jimmy SEC was pulling for Tennessee, but I cannot remember that. Nor can I remember where I watched it. I feel like I watched it at your house, Brown.
My house?
We didn't know each other.
We didn't even know each other in 98.
God, where was I? I was at somebody's house.
Why were you at my house, Jim?
I don't know.
I remember I was living in...
Who's smacking his lips.
I watched that in the bedroom of my apartment way back in 1998.
I forget where I was. I was somewhere not at my house. I was not comfortable. I remember that.
Still in school at Jacksonville State, so if you were at my house.
Yeah. Coach says that was at your house, and he said I was somewhere not comfortable.
Show being brought to you by Dr. B, and then I'll ask the question, who's got it better replacing first-round quarterbacks this year?
When my hair started to thin out almost 3 years ago when we started this venture, asked around, Dr. Beckenstein is the name everyone mentioned. So glad I went to see Dr. B. My hair is more than doubled in thickness again. I'm just doing that non-invasive treatment on the couch 3 times each week, 30 minutes each time. Brown has just started that. Yeah. We're going to track his hair and that growth, and I think you guys are going to see it becomes more and more full. If you know somebody that is thinning out a little bit, get preemptive. Tell them to call Dr. Beckenstein, best in the business for more than 20 years. Women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience, his advanced training, and genetic testing to help his patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. B and his great staff today, 205-319-0316. Schedule the consultation. For more information, you can always go online, t3hair.net.
For those that don't remember, here's where the schools lost first-round quarterbacks. It was USC, Oregon, LSU, Washington, North Carolina, and Michigan, not in that order, obviously. But who's got the best replacement, in your opinion, for their first-round quarterback? Michigan, Oregon, it's LSU,
gonna be,
Washington, North Carolina, or Michigan?
It's probably going to be Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
So you think Dylan Gabriel is the guy?
I mean, first of all, I've seen him play. I don't know. Of all the other ones, I don't know that I've seen the guy play a significant amount.
You've seen Garrett Nussmeier LSU. I thought he looked really good in the spring.
I added significant amount at the end because I immediately thought of Garrett Nussmeier.
I would put Nussmeier number two just because we've seen him.
Ahead of Miller Moss.
I would put Miller Moss, you know, I saw him in a little mop-up, but the only time I've seen him play significant time was against Louisville.
I think the battle continues at Michigan.
Is it Orgy is the guy, though, that I'm...
Orgy.
I think I've seen it both ways, but Orgy
it
is...
It is Orgy, because I remember saying, his name's not Orgy, it's Orgy.
Like, I see the difference now.
But anyway, that guy, I've never seen him throw a pass. He's got packages.
I know.
He's a big physical guy that can run.
They didn't let him throw,
Washington... Still a battle going on.
Well,
there,
you know,
right?
It looked like the guy that was going to be the favorite to win the job is now third or fourth team in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and Austin Mack.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Max Johnson, former LSU, former Texas A&M, that's at North Carolina.
He's got eligibility left?
Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
And I think he's the starter at North Carolina.
Is he really?
Yeah. But he is the worst starting quarterback North Carolina's had in 8-10 years.
He's had his moments. Over the years, like he'll occasionally look really good.
Yeah. But I mean, he's not going to be as good as Trubisky, Sam Howell, and Drake May.
So help me out. Max Johnson, he started at LSU, transferred to Texas A&M to play with his brother.
Eventually started there
because of injury.
Yeah.
And is now at North Carolina,
where I think he is the starter.
I mean,
he is.
He's gotten playing time everywhere he's been because he played a pretty good amount at LSU.
Yeah. But I think we've seen Dylan Gabriel play elite football everywhere he's been.
I think so, too.
And I think this is the best system he's ever been in.
And they've got some talent. I will tell you this about Nussmeier at LSU, who stayed there, could have left last year in the portal and probably been a starter in the SEC somewhere. He has stayed around. He's going to be the starter. And I think I'm right about this. LSU returns either their entire offensive line or four or five offensive linemen. This could be the best LSU offensive line they've had since they won the national championship in 2019.
What they don't return are two first-round receivers, and that's what you have to replace. But here's some, LSU is just one of those places that always has wide receivers.
Seems like it.
I mean, when can you remember LSU and you're like, God, they don't have any good receivers? Like, if anything, they've had dynamic receivers and haven't had a guy that could get them the ball well enough.
Yeah, it's basically what you get with Ohio State.
I mean, I cannot remember watching an LSU team in the last 10 or 15 years where I'm like, well, you know what they don't have is receivers. Yeah, they got them everywhere.
We're on the clock for something we get excited about in this month in college football. I'll tell you what that is. And we put together a list of best SEC combos, football and basketball, coming out of this portal craziness, why the SEC was so attractive because of these duo of coaches. That's coming up in the next segment, and we'll also talk to Eric McLean in the next hour. Show being brought to you by our friends at GutterCap. One easy way to make life easier for yourself and improve your home, LT, is GutterCap and our buddy C. Stu.
Yeah, call our friend Chris Stewart today. Get that absolutely free estimate. It's something, after a long work week, you don't want to get on the roof. It's dirty. It's dangerous. You slip, you fall, you snap the neck and die. You're no good to the wife or kid. Right now, 45% off the retail price from our friends at GutterCap. Call the number, 205-823-2212. That's 205-823-2212. Tell C. Stu the Next Round sent you. For more information, GutterCapBirmingham.com.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.